Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Caroline, thank you so much for your testimony. Before I ask a question, your testimony prompted me that I had received a letter just last week from a 4-H student from Lancaster County, and I had indicated that I would share her letter with the secretary and with the governor. And I noticed the secretary is still with us, and so I just want to read portions of this to you. I'm writing to address you with the issue of Penn State funding. I'm in 4-H, which is a Penn State-funded organization. 4-H has done so many great things for me. Not only have I gotten to learn about horses, I learned skills like leadership, decision-making, and planning. Without 4-H, I wouldn't learn about responsibility, which applies to all aspects of life. Learning about agriculture and life skills is a great influence on kids. Without that influence, where would kids go? To drugs, violence, and other negative activities. Another factor is society. What will happen to people's jobs? Not only the workers with Penn State, but farmers would lose income, and we would lose food. Lancaster has so many farmers, and with milk, eggs, and meat all coming from farms, we might lose a percentage of the access we have to those quality foods. Please consider all of these factors as you and your colleagues vote on this matter. Her name is Hannah. Hannah's in the eighth grade. Sounds very similar to your experience. I want to follow up with Senator Ward said, and just at the outset, apologize to you. I don't think we do that enough. Apologize to the farmers, all of the advocates, to the students that are here, those that participate in 4-H. Apologize for this situation. Again, last week we heard that these funding lines were lined out to send a message. Well, I think we're better than that. And I think we ought to be better than that. And it's my hope, if the governor continues to hold to his position, that we here in the General Assembly, in a bipartisan manner, in the House and the Senate, with two-thirds, with Democrats crossing the aisle, with Republicans and Democrats working together, we can garner the support necessary to move a supplemental funding bill. We can begin that process this week to restore your funding, to restore all of the lines that have been zeroed out, that were reduced or eliminated by the governor. And then I think we ought to work together to reform this budget process to ensure that this never happens again, that in the future, so many 45, 60 days after an impasse, that we have a default budget that's in place, that we look at a biannual budget. There are a number of proposals that my colleagues have to ensure that we're never in this situation again. But I thank you for your courage. I thank you for your testimony. And it's a pleasure meeting you.
Thank you for your support.